St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Unmatched fiber network.
Welcome to The Rock.
This is your rock station.
That fabulous hot rock.
97.7 WLER Butler Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to The Grassroots Show. It is local music tonight here on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by our friends at Shady Lady Productions. I'm Bob Cupp, joining you along with Shady Lady's own and the Noble Hop Band's Utah Burgess. Good evening, Utah.
Good evening, Bob.
So I know you always say the band jam arrival when we get to Cooper's Lake and you get amped up for the Thursday, Friday, Saturday run. That's just like your Christmas because you look forward to it so much. It's time for the Grassies. So this must be either New Year's Eve or Thanksgiving surrounding that holiday or something like that.
One way to look at it, yeah.
Or maybe how about Thanksgiving? Because we're thanking the fact that we have some incredible musicians who not only take part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, but are part of this local music scene. And we get the honor of celebrating a bunch of them, including 12 specific, as nominees for the Grassy Award. And then you, the listeners out there, get to vote on who will win it.
Yes, and I think this is the most participation we've had in recent memory, if forever, in helping to come up with the list this year. So yeah. I appreciate that greatly.
Absolutely. And anybody that made a voice for an act, let's hope that they have resulted in the fact that they are among the 12. Always tough to cut things down. I know you have a bottle of ibuprofen sitting there. Huh?
Yeah, we should be sponsored by by the makers of that, because it's always a throwdown in the studio when we try to sort through this list. But it's a diverse list once again,
yeah.
which is really cool.
It really is, and features all of these songs. Or acts are people that are in regular rotation outside of our Grassroots Show, and that can be The Rock Station, 97.7, or any of our sister stations, and in particular, come to mind WBUT, Butt Kicking Country, as part of the Butler Radio Network group in St. Barnabas Health System. So those are prerequisites. The other big rule is we do not allow an act to win back-to-back years. They have to have a year separation. So, for example, you won't be hearing a nomination for the Ragged Company and their song, Rust Belt Rhythm, because they're the reigning champs. And I guess they've already recorded a song at the Meat Locker Recording Studio in honor. And back again this year, Jim Harpell says he wants to be a part of another recording for the winning act that you vote on here for the month of July. So thanks again to the Meat Locker Recording Studio presenting this segment of our Grassroots Show and sponsoring basically the Grassy Award winning act.
Yeah. And I think we only have one other prerequisite too, and that is that you must be an active band still. So we can't go back into the archives and, of a band that no longer exists and pull something out. So you're still active making music, you're out there playing, you're still, doing it.
Yeah. And a lot of times I think that plays into how people respond to what become nominees, because those bands have maybe released something new or are active, playing a lot, and people get to see them. And I think that creates a buzz that helps the cause as well. So it's pretty cool. There's a lot of tangibles to go into that. But will we be handing the Grassy to someone at the band jam? That's always a big question. The way the list plays out this year, it looks like there will be a slight chance of that. There was, did we have three or four last year?
I think it was around four last year that were at the band jam on the list. And this year, I think we're at about half.
Okay.
So it's about 50-50 chance, I guess.
Yeah,
so we'll see how this shakes out.
But it'll be fun to go through the list. And, of course, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming your way August 20th through 22nd. Presented by Experience Butler County. Check out thebandjam.com for more information on that. A lot of great things are coming up, and we're going to be talking about that. But also, just coming off of an event today, I know your band played a very special event. We had previewed on our previous show here on the Grassroots Show, the Scotty Bajak celebration and remembrance.
Yeah, so have other past Grassy winning bands like Dinner Bell Road and the Shiners and the Ragged Company. Yeah. So, Yeah, that was, you know, I appreciate everybody coming out and, you know, helping out with that whole cause. The Bajaks are just incredible people. And I think the testament to that was seen today. I mean, I'm still loading stuff up. You know, we pre-record this, but yeah. So just a big heartfelt thank you to everybody. And again, to Zach and Jennifer for helping to put the whole thing together, and all the other volunteers. I mean, there's just a whole host of people who came together, and Lamat Productions throwing in the sound there, and JV for help, John Vento for helping cover the cost of a lot of that.
Wow, that's great. Oh, and of course, you'll get an opportunity to hear and see the product of Lamat Productions at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. So make sure you get your tickets at thebandjam.com for that. 17 and under, as always, get in free. Let's get into some music here. We're going to go through the list, and each segment will contain two of our Grassy nominees. And again, you'll get to start to vote on these Wednesday, July 1st through Friday, July 31st. And what we did this year, we've kind of gone back and forth different ways to present these, because we don't want to act like we're favoring anything, because we're not. We're favoring all 12. And good luck to everybody involved, whoever they may be. But this year, Utah, we decided to start with alphabetically by song instead of artists. We've gone A to Z to split them, and this year we're going to go with the songs and whatever they were alphabetically.
Yeah, I don't think we've done that before, so we're going to give that a show.
So let's do it. And the first letter in the alphabet that comes up with regard to a song that has been nominated is the letter B, and that is Bender by Jennifer Lynn Baker, one of the new pieces that she has recorded, in an incredibly, incredibly powerful piece. And by the way, on the final list, there were multiple Jennifer Lynn Baker songs, by the way. In fact, there was a good debate on this, because she's got some incredible music that she has just released from the Meat Locker Recording Studio, correct?
I was going to say, yeah, by the way, it was recorded at the Meat Locker Recording Studio, speaking of them. So, yeah, cool stuff.
Yeah, so congratulations, Jennifer Lynn Baker. Bender. And we're going to follow that up with another past nominee, and I almost start to look at these guys like the Highland Brothers Band. How have they not won, you know, because they're really talented, but they've put out some incredible music over their career.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I absolutely love these guys, and this is one of those albums that have just been on repeat. Their last one, Smiley Street, just been on repeat, and then they seem to make their way into my playlist that I update through Shady Lady all the time. Something does. Got to catch them at the Hills and Hollers Music Festival here a few weeks back, and they debuted some new material there, so we can be expecting that. But this is just a great song, Can't Find You, Wine and Spirit. I turn this up all the time.
Well, turn it up. Jennifer Lynn Baker and Wine and Spirit, first nominees for the Grassy Awards 2026. And we'll continue on with our list coming up after you listen in. It's The Rock Station 97.7 and The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Close on your heels. and funny kind of way. Funny kind of way.
That's what I'm told. You're like a hot shot.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight, our Grassy Nomination Show. This next segment being brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee in their four locations. Of course, they're presenting Center Stage at the Band Jam every Friday morning on The Rock Station 97.7. So we appreciate their support and hope when you pop into one of their four locations, you'll say, hey, thanks for supporting local music the way you do. Of course, they're part of the music scene to begin with, but some great stuff here as we are into two so far of the 12 nominations for the Grassy. Wine and Spirit, Can't Find You, the latest song you heard, following Jennifer Lynn Baker's Bender, recorded at the Meat Locker Recording Studio.
Yes, and I know this is a fan favorite. A lot of people request this song out live. And just today, I had the great opportunity of playing this song live at the Scotty Bajak celebration. And I really considered it an honor to be in her band and be able to play this music with her.
Fantastic. Well, she's been a longtime member of the music scene, hasn't she? And well-deserved to get a Grassy nomination, Jennifer Lynn. And we roll on into some more. But first, we want to give a little shout-out as we start to approach July 4th. America celebrating 250 years. It's one of the key reasons why we're able to sit here on a Sunday night and chat local music on the Grassroots Show, Utah.
Yeah, 250 years. I mean, that's about how old we are. It feels like walking up that parking lot today. I'm like, oh man, what happened to my hip? And Mike Franco's looking at me like, dude, I'm older than you. Come on, keep up.
Well, we hope everybody has a wonderful time. I know there's a lot of big celebrations that have occurred, will occur, and are going to occur throughout the year. But obviously, it kind of targets July 4th because of the celebration. And, well, just remember on July 4th, as you celebrate America's 250th, to make sure you have voted that day for the Grassy Award.
There you go. I like that. And be safe also. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah, be smart. Have a good time with the celebrations. But, Grassy Award voting will continue at 977rocks.com the entire month of July, starting on Wednesday, July 1st coming up, and then through Friday, July 31st. And who will be joining Jennifer Lynn Baker in Wine and Spirit? I think these guys have been a nomination before. They've been at the Band Jam before, but they're also a band that I've played quite a bit, not only on the Grassroots Show that we have featured here, but on my Rock Fabric Saturday night.
Yeah, and this is a band I love listening to as well. And then every year I'm like, why haven't we had them back at the Band Jam? What's my problem? So I'm going to have to remedy that, because these guys threw on a great show when we had them there. Yeah. And what's wrong with me? I gotta get them back.
And they are?
Yigga digga.
How about it? And their song Fireline, which I think the first time we both heard it, we kind of looked at each other and was like, wow, that's a good song.
Brand new from them, too. This is fairly recent. So, yeah, I really like it. This is a great song. I've heard a lot of feedback on it. This was one we had other input on from other people, for sure. So
yes, cool, definitely. To see that. Definitely. And we'll follow that up with a collaboration that came together in the last year. And both individuals that make up this group have been on our show separately. Both are very involved in the local music scene, not only as musicians, but also behind the scenes, helping to promote it. So this is so deserving that these two are nominated as they put a collaboration together, which pretty much was kind of announced here on the Grassroots Show. Not specifically, but it was coming together when they were on our show and announcing that they were going to be recording some material together.
Yeah, that was Moonshine Vagabonds, which is sort of a play on words if you know anything about them. But Megan Pennington and Craig Valtry have come together and they've created a really cool tune. I know both you and myself, we both really think this was very well done. Great song.
Yeah, absolutely. Inside the Cabin. The first time we heard it, they were doing it live in the studio.
Yep, yeah.
And it was like very powerful song. And then I heard the actual recorded release and it was like, whoa, mind blowing. Fantastic stuff. So Yigga Digga Fireline, Moonshine Vagabonds, Inside the Cabin, the latest nominations for the Grassy Award here on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Show me a sign, a hidden hero that I can find. And I want. with the fire burning inside the cabin.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on our Grassroots Show, not quite halfway to the Grassy nominations tonight. There are 12 of them. You've heard four so far, and we welcome you back to our show here tonight. This segment being brought to you by a guy who we talked about, you know, Moonshine Vagabonds, and in particular Megan Pennington and Craig Veltri being involved and behind the scenes promoting the scene. Well, Bill Damiano, Build the Scene, and part of Music from the 412, part of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival as well, hugely behind the music scene. Appropriate that he is tied into our Grassy show tonight. How about it?
Yeah, and doing it longer than we've been doing it, that's for sure. And you know, you said we're not even halfway through, but it was very interesting, I noticed, because I think halfway through the alphabet is a letter M. So we only have four songs before the letter M.
Oh, wow.
The other eight on the back side of the alphabet there, Bob. This is my analytical mind here.
I gotcha.
At work. Everybody I know in Radio Land is sitting there in awe right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, but, yeah.
How about it? Jennifer Lynn Baker, Bender, Wine and Spirit, Can't Find You. You see the BC here. Yigga Digga, Fireline, and Moonshine Vagabonds, Inside the Cabin. Those are our nominees to the moment, and we've got a bunch more to go here, but also want to toss out a reminder, because when you're voting, that will be in the month of July, in a very special event coming up in July, the end of July, before the Grassies will be determined. There will be a very special event be happening at the Butler Fairgrounds, remembering the late Corey Comparator.
Yes, that's Corey's Cruise, and it'll be their second annual one as this thing continues to grow and move forward. And just encourage everybody to check it out, Corey'sCruise.com. It'll be a full day of community and family and music and all kinds of activities. Just stop on out and check it out. It's for a great cause.
Yeah, it certainly is. Certainly is. And there'll be a lot of different activities happening surrounding that. And a great location to have it. That'll be up on July 25th. Corey'sCruise.com for more information on that. It is part of the Rock Done Right Tour. And, of course, the next event after that, the Rock Done Right Tour, will be the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Get your tickets at thebandjam.com. 17 and under, get in free. We'll be announcing or revealing who will be this year's 2026 winner of the Grassy. The reigning champs are the Rust Belt Rhythm. I keep saying that. The Ragged Company and their song, Rust Belt Rhythm. Of course, Zach Rovito and the crew. And they'll hold on to that crown until it is announced in August. And, of course, this year's recipient will have a personally designed award by our friend Linda Weber. She always does a unique creation based on the act or their song or both. And boy, the artistic mind of Linda Weber comes up with some magic for all of these winners that we've had going back to 2013. That was when the first Grassy Award was presented. And that was when we had the Band Jam at the Slippery Rock Dunes the first year. And that was 2013. Highway 4, One of These Days, was the winner.
Yeah, that's going back a ways.
It really is. And so who will be this year's winner? Well, next up, as we move through the alphabet, beyond the letter M, as you referred.
Beyond the letter M.
We're jumping into the letter P, and the band Ingo Swann and their song Penetration has received a nomination.
And this was their debut single. They're a fairly new band, a long time veterans of the music scene, but a fairly new band. We've been fortunate to play a few songs or a few shows with them. And in fact, they're going to be joining us at 31 Sports Bar here at the end of July. But yeah, they come out swinging.
Yeah.
And I think this song speaks to that.
Yeah, it really does. Cool stuff. Ingo Swann, Penetration, followed up, brother, by a song that definitely caught us by surprise.
This is fun stuff.
A little sort of, I guess these guys might be wrestling fans or Hulk Hogan fans, you'd say.
It's just fun stuff. This is a great band in general. I love these guys. But yeah, I remember when I found this one, I had to send it to you right away.
Yeah. Knowing that I'm a Hulkamania fan. Post-traumatic. And their song Running Wild. And what are you going to do, brother? Well, you're going to maybe vote for them because they're on the nomination list. They are entry number 6. Now we've reached halfway, Utah. It's the Grassy Award nomination show. And we'll explain how you're going to vote coming up after you hear Ingo Swann and Post Traumatic. The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show, Grassy Nomination Show 2026 here tonight. Bob in Utah with you. And we are excited to have Experience Butler County be a part of our show, and in particular, the presenting sponsor of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 20th through 22nd at Coopers Lake Campground. Welcome them in. Of course, that is the Butler County Tourism Bureau. They have undertaken a new name, which makes total sense because they are promoting Butler County, and they want you to experience Butler County. And when you look around, there are a whole bunch of things to experience, not just the Band Jam at Coopers Lake, but you look around, I mean, the Moraine Regatta coming up. Yeah. There's just so many cool locations around this area to really invite tourism to come to.
Yeah, and I it's just such a perfect fit. I mean, this sponsor, them coming aboard for this, I think it just, with the radio station, with all the live music, everything, perfect fit. Really appreciate that. And speaking of the regatta coming up, that's August 1st and 2nd. I think that's Butler County's number one tourist destination, actually. So that's, you know, that draws a lot of people in. So appreciate all they do, and it's really cool having them on board.
Yeah, absolutely. And we should give a quick mention, too, of all of the great sponsors that are part of our Band Jam this year. Bricks and Minifigs Butler, they're a brand new location. They wanted to be involved, and they're our stage sponsor this year. Of course, your local McDonald's restaurants already did one ticket drop. There'll be another one coming up in the month of July and another one coming up in August. And I kind of joked earlier in the week saying, well, if you, process of deduction, Watson, there's already been a ticket drop at the Greater Butler Mart local McDonald's. Well, you can probably guess where one of the next two locations will be, and we'll drop that sometime here in mid-July.
And let's for the listeners, define that ticket drop a little bit. Now, that's five pair of tickets that we're giving away?
That's right. For the first five people that show up to a ticket drop, you get a pair of tickets for the weekend.
There you go.
To the Band Jam. How about that?
There you go. And get you some lunch while you're at it.
That's right. And speaking of lunch, our ticket sponsor is Back Home Barbecue and Brew, and they presented the pre-Band Jam singer-songwriter in the round. They're going to be at the Band Jam with food and their famous beer as well. Also, Ram Automotive, they present the singer-songwriter in the round on Thursday, August 20th. And that's a free night, by the way, the opening night. Will there be somebody there that is nominated? Well, you'll just have to stay tuned. Cummings Candy and Coffee, we mentioned, the center stage sponsor, are part of it. Quality Life Services, Liberty Corner Tavern, Butler County Veterans in Need, Jazz's Rock and Road Show, Build the Scene, and the Pennsylvania Rock Show. A couple of entities around as well dealing with music from the 412, in addition to Build the Scene and the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Of course, we have two-man happy hour on our show here, but also another entity out of the Erie area that has become a part of our Band Jam sponsorship this year as well, Utah.
Erie Distillery, yes. We appreciate their support and what they do for live music up in the Erie area, as well as the two-man happy hour. I mean, those guys really hammer it home.
Yeah. If you're making a trip up to Erie, you need to make that a prerequisite for sure. So let's get back into the nominations because, well, ironically, Utah, as we talk about the Band Jam this year, the next two nominees will be at Band Jam this year. Right. And they've been at Band Jam in the past.
Yeah, that's right. And this song came out maybe 2-3 months ago, earlier this year. And they've been quiet for a little while, but they come out swinging with this one, in my opinion, and that's a Common Crown, and their single Slow Down.
And they were one of the acts that we mentioned earlier that there were multiple nominated songs on the cut-down list by other people than even us. We both had them on the list. Others did, too. So, yeah, and kind of the same story here with our next act, which, by the way, is a past Grassy Award-winning act.
Yes, we're going back to what they won the third one, I think.
2015.
So it's been 11 years. Will they win it this year? And will they be a repeat? Because we only have one repeat winner, and that's Anger the Ant. Yeah. But that's the Shiners. And we're going based on the numbers, their song, Slow With You.
That's right. Great stuff. The Shiners and A Common Crown, Grassy nominees. The voting will kick off Wednesday, July 1st, coming up, and run through Friday, July 31st. You can vote once a day at 977rocks.com, so be sure to be geared up for that. Here they go. A Common Crown, Slow Down, Slow With You, The Shiners, as we go alphabetically song-wise tonight on the Grassy Nomination Show, The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Thank you.
The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Experience Butler County, returns to Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock August 20th through 23rd with 3 days of incredible live local music, a full family fun music-based experience with camping as an option. Enjoy the various vendors and charity bash beer tent. Tickets available at thebandjam.com. 17 and under are free. Highlighting some of the finest musicians in the local tri-state area, thebandjam.com. The Grassy Nomination Show continues here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Again, thanks to our sponsors of the show, Meat Locker Recording Studio, Cummings Candy and Coffee, Build the Scene, music from the 412, Experience Butler County, and we mentioned Two Man Happy Hour, your contact for everything in Erie music-wise on the local music scene. They're the grassroots of Erie, basically. So if you're making a trip up to the lake, maybe doing a weekend or a week, make sure you check out the Two Man Happy Hour podcast, and you can find out everything that's going on as far as the Erie music scene, right, Utah?
Yeah, yes, you can. And I just more analytics going on over here, Bob. You see the gears turning here, which I'll probably hold that till the end of the show. But I just analyzed something else here with that list that completely by accident, but
wow,
it's kind of neat.
Yeah, okay. Right. Well, what we're doing, unveiling the Grassy nominations, if you will, tonight, is going through alphabetically as far as song title this year. And so far tonight, you've heard Jennifer Lynn Baker, Bender, Wine and Spirit, Can't Find You, Yigga Digga, Fireline, Moonshine Vagabonds, Inside the Cabin, Ingo Swan and Penetration, Post Traumatic, Running Wild, A Common Crown, Slow Down, and Slow With You, by the Shiners. And I guess we're going to stay in the S's right here.
Yeah, for one more song, yeah. And I believe a recent guest with you on WBUT, right?
Yeah, the Breakfast Club Morning Show. We had Rebecca Snyder in to talk about a brand new song that she has released. And this is really perfectly connected to a Grassy nomination because of how it's connected to our local music scene, what our local music scene covers, tri-state area, local connections, small towns. She's written a song called Small Town that she has recorded down in Nashville. Rebecca Snyder has a lot of positives going on, and she even has done a video where she's kind of traveling through downtown Katanning, her native home.
And I mentioned to you that this is one of them songs that we need right now in our society. It really fits. It really works. And she's going to be at the Band Jam, too. She's part of the singer-songwriter in the round.
That's
Thursday
right.
Night, August 20th.
Presented by Ram Automotive, and that's a free event. You can come out. Yep. So we always talk about 17 and under, get in free. Well, everybody gets in free for the singer-songwriter night, Thursday, August 20th, 7 o'clock. Five musicians will be telling their tales, telling you about their craft, and one of the musicians you'll hear is Rebecca Snyder. She'll be there, and I have no doubt she'll be playing Small Town. It's a Grassy nominee.
All right, and this next one is a past Grassy winning band, Bob. Mm. Will they be our next repeat winner?
Well, we've got two challengers on the board of the 12 nominations. The Shiners and now Dinner Bell Road are nominated past Grassy Award winners who won back in 2023 for Walk That Line. And, of course, in 2015, the Shiners had won for Every Once in a While.
Yeah, and Dinner Bell Road, this was, we got a lot of feedback on them as well this year. In fact, I just put, I had Dinner Bell Road the entire album because I thought they knocked it out of the ballpark with this album this year. But I did, there was a song that kind of surfaced to the top, and this was a tough one because it kind of went back and forth between a couple songs based on feedback from, well, I don't know, we got a lot of likes for this one and a lot of likes for this one, and but this is the song that shook out, Bob.
It is Today from Dinner Bell Road. Fantastic album, guys. And I think you had kind of a same scenario with Scott Tatey making his nominations known. And he goes, anything by the Shiners. Yeah. But we had other people put multiple songs down from them. And, of course, Dinner Bell Road in that same front, too. Great stuff. Dinner Bell Road and Rebecca Snyder, they are Grassy nominees. Here they are on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
If you're old or young, when- change, come and go, take a turn of the time on the stage. Some say it takes a village, I say it takes a small town. I recommend a small town.
We so far are through 10 of 12 nominations. You're listening to the Grassy Nomination Show tonight. It's the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions. Who will win in 2026? Who will carry on the legacy following this year's The Ragged Company and Rust Belt Rhythm? And of course, all of the great acts that have come before that. The Rumble, King of Everything, 2024. We mentioned Dinner Bell Road, Walk That Line, 2023. 2022 was Stage of Dreams, Rooting for Ghost. And they had a song that was on the short list.
Oh, yeah, they did. They were on the short list here.
2021, Half Wheel, Good Day. 2020, Juvenile Characteristics, Tear It Down. Guess where they'll be in August?
Well, they're going to be at the Band Jam. In fact, they're going to be one of our headliners. So pay attention for that. I love these guys. Everybody loves these guys. Who doesn't love Juvenile Characteristics?
That's right. Always put on a great show. Steady Love in 2019, that great collaboration of Amanda Noah and James Graff. 2018 was the second time Anger the Ant won. They won for All of Me. The Needs Hotel Band, Drag Me Down Low, 2017. 2016, it was the first win for Anger the Ant, Drunk on Us. 2015, The Shiners, we mentioned earlier, Every Once in a While. Shag Dog Melonhead, Just an Idea in 2014. And year one at the Slippery Rock Dunes, where the Band Jam was before it moved permanently to Cooper's Lake. 2013 was Highway 4, One of These Days. Well, one of these days in July, you should be voting for the Grassy because you get to vote once a day for the entire month. And that'll kick off on Wednesday, July 1st through Friday, July 31st. Don't forget to do it through the 4th. Yep, the voting will be open on the holiday. You'll get to vote once a day, each day, 977rocks.com. We will have the entire nominated list up there. When you open it up, you'll be able to see each act, you'll be able to play their song, and then you'll be able to click to vote.
And there's a banner at the top of the page, and this will be kind of cycling through there. So if you're looking, you know, where to click and get there, that's how you'll find it right there. Yeah,
you'll see it pop up. You'll see Grassy Awards, or however that is labeled. Megan Willison does a tremendous job putting that together.
I'm just going to go there. She does fantastic work with that.
We're not alone on this. We thank everybody that was involved, staff here, listeners that made shouts out. If you made your voice known about the Grassy, it definitely went into how the final 12 came to be.
Yeah, the listeners, that input there is probably the most meaningful to me. And if you've made your voice heard, thank you, because it goes a long way. Even if you made it heard, you know, and we got it through the online staff here, on-air staff, I should say, you know, that still matters. So thank you very much for that.
And you'll be able to play this show back as of midday Monday. It'll be in there permanently. You can play it back at your convenience so you can hear all of the nominees as well. Enjoy the show as much as you can, and please vote because it's important for these folks. They respect the fact that they have a nomination, and it's something that you, the listeners, vote on. And then, just as important, the Meat Locker Recording Studio gives the winning act an opportunity to come to their studio free of charge to record a song, recorded, mixed, mastered, everything to complete success.
And a big thanks to Patrick for making sure the show gets online by Monday afternoon. Appreciate that greatly, because I know a lot of people, that's when they listen during the work week. And boy, the minute it's not available, my phone starts going off. I'm serious. And that means a lot, too. That tells me, people are looking for it and they want to listen to it. And we'll be sharing it also kind of regularly so you can. You know, we want you to vote. We've had some years where we've had some incredible voter turnout. We've had some years where we're kind of like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
So, you know, make your voices heard. It's up to you now. Our job's done.
Yeah. So the 12 nominations are out as soon as we unveil the final two.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Got two more to go. Yeah.
Patrick Parker is who you're referring to. He puts the show up on our line. Megan Willison posts everything so we can vote. And of course, the end result. Whoever wins, Linda Weber makes a fantastic creation that is something permanent for those folks to enjoy.
Yeah. So, what should we get the last two here, Bob? And then I'll let you know what else I spotted here.
Okay. Because we're going alphabetically per song.
Yeah.
And next up is a nominee from last year, but a different song, brand new stuff from Eden on Fire, released an incredible tune called Villain. And of course, they were at the Band Jam last year. Utah.
They were not at the Band Jam last year. It was 2 years ago.
Was that 2 years ago?
Yes, it was 2 years ago, and got so much feedback about them. You know, people wanted to see them back, and so they will be back this year. And looking forward to sharing a show with them up in Erie on the 9th of this month. We're doing a bike night up there with them. They're making a lot of noise. They are garnering a lot of attention.
It is amazing how long we've been doing this and how that all blends together. It feels like yesterday, you know, but it was 2 years ago. So they'll be on the brand new stage this year.
Yes, they will. Yeah, that's right. They play. They were the last year of the old stage there. But I love this song. I love the meaning behind it, too. You know, Amy was in here and, and talked about it. And boy, it's just one of them songs I can really relate to.
Yeah.
And job well done. And that's the song Villain.
Yeah, Eden on Fire. And finally, we get to another act that is just kind of going back to what Jennifer Lynn Baker with her first nomination in Bender, just dropping new material. And it's really their first recorded material because they're a relatively new band. But wow, have they taken Western Pennsylvania on by storm? I mean, they've been doing all kinds of stuff all over Pittsburgh, playing everywhere, and they seem to be so well received. I mean, people are making a buzz about Appalachian Honey.
You still around out there? Yeah. And, you know, some more things here.
Okay.
And congratulations. Job well done on this song. But the last six artists here are all going to be at the Band Jam.
Oh,
and
wow.
That just shook out.
Oh,
by us doing them in alphabetical order. So I noticed that, too.
Wow.
These six are, you know, Common Crown, Shiners, Rebecca Snyder, Dinner Bell Road, Eden on Fire, and Appalachian Honey. And we're going to be spending some time down in Nashville in September with the Shiners, Eden on Fire, and Appalachian Honey, because so far we're all up for some Josie Music Awards.
How about that?
So I love this. So, see, I'm sitting here. You're over there. You're running the show, and I'm over here.
Analyzing.
I'm like a Steve Austin with the Excel spreadsheet here. And yeah.
Great stuff.
Good stuff. Congratulations to everybody. And July 1st.
Start voting, folks. July 1st, Wednesday through Friday, July 31st, 977rocks.com. Jennifer Lynn Baker, Wine and Spirit, Yigga Digga, Moonshine Vagabonds, Ingo Swan, Post Traumatic, A Common Crown, The Shiners, Rebecca Snyder, Dinner Bell Road, and then Eden on Fire and Appalachian Honey. Grassy nominees 2026. Who will take over following the Ragged Company? Well, we'll find out and announce it at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. When you are there, get your Band Jam tickets, thebandjam.com, August 20th through 22nd.
And there's two chances here for our second repeat winners. Will it happen in 2026?
Oh, that's up to the listeners out there because they're the only ones voting. Bob and Utah don't get a vote.
We got to get in on them gambling things and the odds here. There we go.
Yeah. Well, plus minus, right?
Exactly. I'll have my people get a hold of your people.
Okay, thank you for that. So it's the Grassroots Show. We appreciate you tuning in, and we appreciate you voting here in July for the Grassy Award, the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7. Yeah.
Over. Baby,
Station 97.7.
But got him at the evil one.